Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I'd like to thank you for your food for thought paper. This is very, very useful and effective for guiding our discussion in the right directions. Mr. Chair, just a few remarks on specific aspects in your paper. As Japan pointed out in a general statement, the emerging technology we are now discussing are already applicable in various civilian use, such as social, economic, industry, as well as education, healthcare, disaster relief, etc. Therefore, Japan believes, like many other countries, that our discussion should be based on that and need to be well balanced. My second point is regarding the military aspects. For countries such as Japan, such as my country, which has long sea line, burden in human resources as well as financial resources for warning, and surveillance activities, for example, is so heavy. In that case, the use of UAV, unmanned air vehicle, for example, is very valuable and useful for the national security. My last point is concerning legal issues. As I said earlier, Japan fully complied with the obligation under international law, including Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 of the Geneva Conventions. In addition, in the process of budgetary proposal or request, the department in charge, in close cooperation with other agencies concerned, always verify the compliance with legal obligation and requirement. And this practice will for sure continue in the future, regardless of the category or nature of the military equipment. Finally, Mr. Chair, I also thank Germany and France for their working paper, which would be a very good basis for discussion, substantive discussion. In fact, I believe that this working paper is persuasive and valuable because Germany and France, who served devotedly as a chair of the past informal meetings, they know very well complexity and sensitivity of this matter. Accordingly, Japan believes that the working paper will be worth our special attention. Thank you very much.